I will sing. Service with a prayer. I'm going to ask Brother Ward to come to the fore. Amen. Let's say through it all. Through it all. Through it all. I've learned to trust in Jesus. And I've learned. Through it all, we sing through it all. I've learned. We sing through it all. We sing through it all. I've learned. And I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, we sing through it all. I've learned. Let's just close our eyes, raise our hands, and say, we sing through it all. Oh God, and I've learned
to trust in God.
We sing through it all. We sing through it all. I've learned. Everybody. And I've learned to trust in you, oh God. We sing through it all. Oh. We sing through it all. I've learned. For the last time. Hallelujah. We sing through it all. Through it all. I've learned. Before Brother Juan comes to the fore, if you want to say a prayer wherever you are, this is the time that you can spend, amen, and just open the service for us in prayer. And just let's invite the Lord in this house, amen. We'll say through it all for the last time and then we can pray. We sing through it all.
Through it all.
We sing through it all.
Through it all.
I've learned
to trust in Jesus.
And I've learned
to trust in God.
We sing through it all. You are welcome in this place, mighty God. You are welcome in this place, our Father. You are worthy. Father God, you are faithful today, O God. Heavenly Father God, as the songwriter says, O God, Father, through it all, O God. Father God, you came through and through, O God, and you proved yourself, O God. Father, when we found ourselves in the valley, O God, facing the giants, O God, Father, you were faithful, O God. Father God, when we went up to the mountaintop, O God, still you were faithful, O God. Heavenly Father, as man, O God, we failed thee, O God. But, O Lord, you've never failed us, O Lord. Father, this morning, O God, your eagles is gathered, O God. Father God, come again, O God. Father, as you did yesterday, O God. Father God, come and set the table for us, O God. Father, come and break your bread again for us, O God. Father God, years back, O God, 2,000 years back, O God, you broke that bread for 5,000, O God. Father God, and today we are still receiving that bread, O God. We say thank you, O God. Heavenly Father, this morning, O God, we pray, my God. Father, may you come, O Lord. Move from heart to heart, O God. Father God, and take control, O God. Father, as we hand over this service into thy mighty hand, O God, come and take charge, O God. Come, O Lord, Father, speak to us, O God. Father, individually, we've got needs, O God. Father God, we've got needs, O God, that you know of, O God. Father, and this morning, O God, we want to come and say thank you for providing for us already, O Lord. Thank you for making a way, O God. Because, O Lord, you knew us, O God, before the foundation of the world, O God. Father, and we say thank you this morning, O God. Father, now, Lord, we pray, O God, come, O Heavenly Father, speak through the minister that you'll use today, O God. Father, and bless your children, O God. Father, we are needy, O God. We are wanting. We are ready for thee, O God. Come, O Lord, and exceed our expectations again, O Lord. Father, we pray now, Lord, for the musicians, O God. Father, bless them, O God. The song leader as he leads us in song, O God. Father, for we are, Father, in your house this morning to praise thee and to worship you, O God. Father, and O Lord, you are alone worthy this morning, O Lord. Father, all the praise, the glory, and the honor, O God, we give to thee, O God. We pray now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Let's give God another hand. Amen.
Mori mori yahuboka.
Yahuboka.
Yahuboka. Mori mori yahuboka. Moria uboka,
moria uboka, moria
uboka, moria
Oh,
God bless you. It's a wonderful day, amen. I don't know about you, but having a great time, amen. At this time, Sister Bianca, if you can come to the fore, my sister. And then Sister Ntokozo will come. Amen.
A barricade. Keep my mind free from ungodly desires. Occupy me with your word, O God. Let my mind be a harbor of your word. Show yourself to be alive. Yes, I'm yours, all yours, I am yours. I'm yours, all yours, I am yours. Keep my mind free from ungodly desires. Occupy me with your word, O God. Let my mind be a harbor of your word. Show yourself to be alive through me. Yes, I'm yours, all yours, I am yours. I'm yours, all yours, I am yours. In your house, Lord, I wanna be. Receive my plea, Lord, my only hope. Show yourself to be alive through me. Yes, I'm yours, all yours, I am yours. In your house, Lord, in your house, Lord, I wanna be.
My voice. voice is not of a good quality this morning, but I'm just going to praise the Lord. Yes.
The longer I Amazing. So,
He's an amazing God. Amen. Amen. I think my time is finished here in front. I'm going to hand over to the elders to collect the tithe and offerings. Amen. Let's give God a hand clap. Hallelujah. When I wait to Namanda, when I wait to Yingwe, when I wait, I get cold. When I wait to Namanda,
when I wait to Namanda, when I wait to Yingwe, when I wait, I get cold.
When I wait to Namanda,
when I wait to Namanda, when I wait to Yingwe, when I wait, I get cold.
When I wait to Namanda,
when I wait to Namanda, when I wait to Yingwe.
When I wait to Namanda,
when I wait to Namanda, when I wait to Israel,
when I wait to Namanda, Jesus,
when I wait to Namanda, when I wait to Israel, when I wait to Agepo,
Agepo, Agepo,
Agepo, Agepo, Agepo, Agepo.
When I wait to get komunye,
I get komunye, I get komunye.
When I wait to get komunye,
I get komunye, I get komunye, I get
komunye. When I wait to get komunye,
I get komunye, I get komunye, I get komunye.
When I wait, do I get komunye?
I get komunye, I get komunye, I get komunye.
When I wait to Namanda,
when I wait to Namanda, when I wait to Igwe, when I wait, do I get komunye?
Sit when I wait to Namanda,
when I wait to Namanda, when I wait to Igwe, when I wait, do I get komunye?
Sit when I wait to Namanda.
When I wait to Namanda, when I wait to Igwele, when I wait, so I get komunye.
Siti, when I wait to Namanda, Jesus.
When I wait to Namanda, when I wait to Igwele, when I wait, so I get komunye.
When I wait, so I get komunye.
I get komunye, I get komunye, I get komunye.
When I wait, so I get komunye. Amen. I think they are done. So if you can stand on our feet, I'm going to welcome the pastor to the floor. Let's just say, Christ died for me. Yes, I believe. Many oh, I love him.
Oh, I love him.
I love him.
Oh, I love him.
I love
him. Oh, I love him.
My Redeemer.
My Redeemer.
Oh, I love him. Yes, I believe.
Yes, I believe.
Any road,
any road,
to set me free.
To set me free.
Though I love him.
Oh, I love him.
I love him.
Oh,
Him.
Oh, I love Him.
My Redeemer. For thine is the kingdom and the power
and the glory
forever,
forever and ever. Hallelujah.
For thine is the kingdom. And the power, and the glory,
forever and ever. Hallelujah.
Ngiyakuthanda. When I Jesu. Ngoba wangifela,
ngoba wangifela, Yesu Baba,
mina ngiyakuthanda, ubu Jesu wami, ngoba wangifela.
Lord Jesus Christ, how many are happy that He died for us on the cross? Amen. So we are very much happy. How many had a great time yesterday? Amen. We surely had a great time in the presence of the Lord. Amen. This morning we've got our elder, Brother Pastor Makua. Amen. You know, when as you grow up, you come to a point at some point in time where you realize that you are just a summation of contributions of a lot of people. And I believe that Brother Makua takes a huge chunk of a percentage in terms of the people that contributed to the person that I am today. And I'm simply saying he raised me. Amen. And it's quite amazing. I don't know. I've got a special place in his heart. Every second week, he would pick up the phone and say, "I'm just checking on you if you are okay." Then I say, "Elder, I'm okay." Amen. He's always aware of my movements, what I'm thinking, what I'm planning, because he's always in touch. Amen. So I'm very much happy. I think it's his second time here to preach here. Amen. So just give him a round of applause. Amen. You are going to enjoy listening to him. He's one man that loves this message. He's quite a reader of this message. I know he fought so many battles, and I think the message is what it is on the northern side of this country because of contributions of men like Pastor Makua. Amen. So I hold him in a very much high regard. Amen. Without waste of time, give us the song, Wesikosi. Let's worship him as the man of God comes to the fore. Amen.
I bless your name. I bless your name.
Thank you, Father.
I give you honor.
once again in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm happy to be here. I'm not used to use this language, but just listen to the message. I'm not a long man. I'm a very, very short man, you know. Some people know me. If you are slow to take out your Bible, when you finish taking it out, you will hear me saying, thank you very much. In other words, you must be fast to take out your Bible. And I'm happy to be here. Pastor Madiba is saying the right thing. When I started believing this message, there were young men who I used to train. Some now are old men, and then he's one of them. I used to give them codes. When I meet them, I will ask them, what is that code said? Have you read the code? They know. And I used to see to that they live the right life. And then some of those young men, when they got married, they came to my house to spend their honeymoon there. Some of them I can quote, many, they came there just perhaps to copy how the family is, because looking at me, I was the example. But I'm happy. I've got men who have trusted me. The father of this man is calling me Obas. And then I don't want him to call me the pastor, because he must go on calling me, and his son also is calling me Obas. Then I want him to go on calling me like that. Pastor my liver will say, Mhalalwe. When I say, ring, ring, say, Mhalalwe. And now I want him to go on calling me like that. Because to him, I am Mhalalwe. Hallelujah. God bless you. While standing on our feet, I'm not going to take time. My maximum time is 45 minutes. That is maximum. And my normal time is 25 minutes. Then if I can take 45, you'll be lucky. But let's just open the book of Romans chapter 8, I've come with my wife. My children, I think there are some of my children here. And then two sisters and three brothers that are with me here. Amen. Some wanted to come, but due to transport problem, they couldn't come. Verse 29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Let's read Zechariah chapter 6, chapter 14, verse 6 to 7. God bless you. This is my son, Spalding. I'm not used to it. I've just said to him, borrow me your Bible, and he gave me this one. I don't know whether I left mine in my melody or where. It's then when I'm here, I found that I left it there. Chapter 14, verse 6-7. And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, nor day nor night. But it shall come to pass that at the evening time it shall be light. Let's close our eyes and pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, I'm standing here in front of your children. I don't have a message for them, but you have a message. Please use my voice. Use me, Lord, as your vessel to deliver your message to your children. I pray, Lord. I pray all this in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
You may take your seat. As I said, I have a short topic here to talk to you with. Is the gathering of the family of God in the evening time. Naturally, Brother Branham says, natural things type spiritual things. And naturally, families during the day they gather at different places, but during the night, during the evening, in the evening time, they come and gather in one place. And when they gather under one name. If it's Madiba's family, they are gathering there under Madiba family. And if you are not part of that family, when they've gathered there talking, because they are sharing their experiences of the day, and they are also trying to solve the problems they have encountered during the day. But if you are there, you won't understand what they are talking about, because it's a family issue. Amen. But if you are not a member of that family, you will just look this way and this way, trying to grasp what they are talking about, but you won't understand.
That's right.
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 15, it says, the family of God in heaven and in earth is named Christ.
Right.
In heaven, God has got a family, and on earth, God has got a family. And that family is named Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And then the family of God in heaven, according to Matthew chapter 18, verse 10, they are called the angels. Because Matthew chapter 18, verse 10 says, take heed that you despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you that in heaven, their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven.
That's right.
The Bible, Brother Branham says here, when Jesus was talking about these angels, he says, you must not trouble these little ones because they have got their angels.
Yes.
Then when we look what that those angels are, Brother Branham says, is their bodies.
Amen.
Amen. In other words, as Paul has said, if this earthly body dissolves, we have got another body.
Right.
That another body, Jesus is calling it angel. In other words, if you are the child of God, you are living a dual life. You are here and you are somewhere else. And if you are not the child of God, you don't have that body. Only the child of God has got that body. And that is his his or her representation. He has got the representation in heaven, and that representation is called his angel, his body. Amen. The body, the family of God in heaven are called the angels. Okay. Hallelujah. And on earth is this body. Is me, is Brother Madiba. Is the family of God here on earth. But in heaven are called angels. Amen. You are here and you are also somewhere else. One day I was living with my neighbor. My neighbor was a sangoma. And he used to come late in the night, about 12 o'clock or 2 o'clock. One day when he arrived, he said he found me walking around the house. But that time I was sleeping. Okay. When I woke up in the morning, he said to me, "Why were you going around your house? What were you looking for?" I said, "No, I was just trying to check my house. I know I was asleep, but he saw me." Amen. That is my angel. My brother is a brother. He's called Brother Manama. But I've not told him about that thing. He had an accident. His car capsized. Then he said, "I came there and helped him to let the car stand up right." Amen. But I wasn't there. But he was telling the people, Brother Magua was there helping me. But I came there late. Hallelujah. Amen. But I didn't say no, I wasn't there. Because he will be disappointed. Because he saw me. God has got a family. In heaven is called angels. On earth are the children of God. Hallelujah. According to God's provided place of worship, page 8, Brother Branham say, Job says here, he wanted to know where God lives. Because God has a place where he lives. Yes. Let me read it here. The thing I want to speak about this morning is that God has only one place that the worshiper can meet God.
Right.
Only one place. Through the ages, many have sought for this secret place of God. Through all the ages, even Job wanted to know where God lived at. If I could only go to his house and knock at his door. Job wanted to find God's dwelling place. And because there, God and his family is worshipped together. Job says God has got a family.
Right.
Amen. And the family of God is worshipping at one place. And we know when we talk about one place, we talk about Christ. That's why, that is the reason the Bible says the family of God in heaven and on earth is named Christ. In other words, it's the place where they worship. They worship in one place, and that place is Christ. Amen. And Christ is the Logos. We shall perhaps talk about it when we go on. Then Job says, the family of God, God has got their family, and they are worshiping at one place, and they are always together there. Amen. And those members are very important. Those family members of God are very important. If you hate them, you are driven out of heaven. Amen. If you hate them, you are driven out of the kingdom. And if you love them, you get eternal life. Amen. That is, they are very, very important. The Bible says, if you try to do something against them, it's better if they can take a very big stone and hang it on your neck and throw you in a deep a deep dam where you will fall until you don't reach the end of the because you have despised or troubled the member of this family. God has got a family. And each parent is responsible for his family. And if you are the child of God, you must know that you are wholly protected. Amen. Even if things happen, you must know God is responsible. He wants to do something. Hallelujah. God has got a family. And the members of those family are very, very important. When we read Matthew chapter 5, Jesus is talking about them there. Amen. Let me read it for you. Matthew chapter 5. Jesus is the firstborn of that family. He has got a family. Jesus is the firstborn in that family. And he has got his brethren. And he's happy to call them his brethren, members of his family. Amen. Matthew chapter 25, let me read verse 34. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, ye gave me drink. I was stranger, and ye took me in. And naked, ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. And then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungered and fed thee, and thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee stranger and took thee in, or naked or clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, insomuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Amen. If you were clothing these brothers of mine, you were clothing me. If you love them, you love him. If you hate them, you hate them. Amen. God has got a family here on earth. You love them, you love him. You hate them, you hate him. Amen. One day I said to somebody, if you are not sure you will make it at the end, just buy me a suit. Because if you love one of the members of the family, you get eternal life. And if you hate them, you are driven out. But I mean at the second resurrection. Because these family members are the only one will have part in the first resurrection. The first resurrection is for them. It's not for everybody. Amen. But in the second resurrection, two groups will come up. And they will be judged according to what they have done to the young ones. Hallelujah. If they hated them, they were driven away. That's why it's important not to talk about the child of God the way you talk. Don't just talk when you talk about the child of God. You will be driven out of heaven. Because the child of God is important. Don't talk bad about one another. If you don't have something to say about your brother or sister, you better keep quiet. Hallelujah. Say only nice thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because they are loved by their father. Amen. You see that king who Abraham said to him, this is my sister, while she was his wife. The king was innocent. But God said, you are as you are dead because you have taken this man's wife. The king said, no, I didn't know. He said, no, even though you didn't know, you are wrong because you have taken my child's wife. To touch the child of God, you touch God. To talk bad about the child of God, you are speaking bad about God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How do you become a member of that family? I said the family of God in heaven and the family of God on earth. On earth you are here. This body. Amen. This body, you see the body, I am in the body. Amen. But the body is mine. It's my house. I'm here. A family member. Amen. And to be here, I was born. Hallelujah. And to be part of that family, you must be born again. Because this birth has brought you here to be a sinner. But to be a child of God, you must be born again. And to be born again, birth, you have to have a seat to bring birth. Without a seat, there is no birth. Amen.
Amen.
And the seat travels through the body. That's why Brother Branham says, and the body, you are the member of that body. Philip was the member of the body. There was a eunuch there who need to be born into the kingdom. To be born in the kingdom, that eunuch needed Philip, because Philip was part of the body, and the seed must travel through that body to that body. Amen. The seed traveled through the body to a body, and Philip was the body. The seed from God traveled through Philip to the eunuch. That's why true teachers will bring true birth, and false teachers will bring false birth.
That's right.
There is no birth without a true teacher.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Bunham says, there are people who are full of seeds. And they are sowing those seeds. When they sow those seeds, there comes Dongi Church. When they sow those seeds, there comes Mountain Church. They are full of seeds, but they are bringing Mountain Church. That's why false teacher will bring false birth. There is birth, but it's a false one. A true teacher will bring a true birth. To have birth, you must have a teacher. There must be seed, and the seed is the word of God. Amen. And the seed travels through the body. You can't just, people say they talk about new birth, they don't know what this new birth is. New birth comes by the word. Without the word, there is no birth. Amen. And the word must come from God. The Bible says, how can they preach? How can they hear if there is no preacher? How can he preach if he's not sent? He must be sent. And Christ said, as my Father sent me, so I send you. And when his Father sent him, he came into him. And he said, it's not me who are doing these things. It's my Father who dwelleth in me. And if he sends somebody, he must come into that somebody. It must be him in that person. It must be him preaching in that person. But if it's not him, then that birth is not a true birth. Because it must be him. He is the word. He doesn't need me to go and preach. Amen. He also want to use my body. He also want to use, he only want to use my voice. He must be the one who is talking. He must be the one who is doing the things, not me doing. To be a member of the body, you must be born into that body. That's why Jesus said, Jesus said to Nicodemus, you must be born again. Without being born, you cannot understand the things of the kingdom. I said, if the family members have gathered, if you are not part of that family, you won't understand. Even if you are not part of the family of God, you won't understand the things of God. You understand the things of God if you are part of the family of God, because they are there for the family. Amen. Be careful what you are listening at. Hallelujah. They were together in the morning. Amen. During the day, they met at different places. During seven church ages, they met at different ages. Yes. Amen. Amen. In the first church age, they met there. In the second, they met there. But in the evening time, they must come together and meet again. Amen. The family. In the beginning, John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was the Logos. The Logos was Christ. Christ, the Theophany, the pillar of fire. Amen. When Philip, when Nathanael came to him, he said to him, thou art the Christ. He said, thou art the Son of Man, thou art the King of Israel. When he says, thou art the King of Israel, he was saying, thou art the pillar of fire. Because the King of Israel was the pillar of fire. He could see beyond the body, that in that body there is something there. And that something that was in that body is the King of Israel. The King of Israel is the pillar of fire. From that fountain, let me just read you here. The Logos, this great fountain of spirit, which had no beginning or end, this great spirit began to form in the creation. And the Logos that went out began to form in the creation. The Logos that went out from it was the Son of God. Amen. It was the only visible form that the Spirit had, and it was a theophany, which means a body, and the body was like a man. Amen. Amen. The Logos, the Word, Christ is the theophany. Amen. Amen. And that theophany becomes, and that theophany was put on flesh in the morning, and it was called the Son of Man. Amen. Amen. Peter, Jesus said to Peter, who do you say I, the Son of Man, am? Peter said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. In other words, Peter said, thou art the Word, the Logos, in flesh. Amen. Amen. And the Bible says the Logos was made flesh and dwelt among us in the morning. Amen. And the meeting place for the children of God in the morning was Christ. Amen. He was the Son of Man. The Son of Man in the morning was the meeting place. The prostitute could come to that place and say, come and see a man and see if this is not Christ. Amen. He was calling people to come to a place, a meeting place, which was the Son of Man. Hallelujah. But Brother Branham says, then this logos, let me read it here. It spread itself. Amen. And he says, then it is coming together again. In the beginning, well, we go back to our Hebrew teaching just for a few minutes. God was this great big fountain of seven colors. How many know that? And how many knows that God was seven spirits? Absolutely, seven spirits. And there were seven eyes in the lamp and so forth. All that coming together now. Amen. Now they have come together. Now they are coming together again. Because during seven church ages, they say there are seven spirits. When we talk about seven spirits in heaven, they are spirit. When we come down, we pass the zodiac, we find seven stars. When we come to the earth, we find seven messengers. Amen. But those seven spirits were one spirit of God divided into seven church ages. When it is working during seven church ages, it is called seven spirit. But it was one spirit dividing itself through seven church ages. It was that pillar, it was that logos that spread itself through seven church ages. That's why Brother Branham says, now, when he was preaching, Brother Brennan, he was preaching. He said, now it is coming together again. Hallelujah. When they come together again, it becomes the Son of Man. Amen. Because it was the Son of Man in the morning. During the day, he was the Son of God. Then in the evening time, the Son of Man again. Amen. We know that the Son, Jesus Christ, came in three sons' name. The Son of Man, Son of God, Son of David. Between the Son of God and Son of David, the Son of Man must be revealed again. Amen. Between the Son of David, because he'll be the Son of David in the millennium. During seven church ages, he was the Son of God. But between the Son of God and the Son of David, he must be revealed again as Son of Man. And who is the Son of Man? Amen. Peter said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. In other words, the Son of Man is Christ. Amen. Christ is the Logos. When the Logos is made flesh, it's called the Son of Man. At the end of the seven church ages, because through the seven church ages, he is the Son of God. At the end of the seven church ages, we expect to see again the Son of Man in the evening time. That's why the Son of Man in the evening time is the light. Because the Son of Man in the morning was the light. When we read Matthew chapter 4, it says, let me read it. The Son of Man. He was the meeting place there, then he must be the meeting place now here. Amen. If we want to meet, we must be like the Samaritan woman and go where the word is made flesh. Then we must meet there. Amen. If we meet somewhere, we meet where he is not. Now, when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, He came, dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali. Matthew chapter 4, verse 12. That, verse 14, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan and Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw great light. What is that great light? There was a man moving there. But the prophet says here, that man who was moving there was the great light. And to them we said in the region of shadows of death, saw light. Amen. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The Son of Man, Jesus, was the meeting place, the light in the morning. When the Word was made flesh, it was given name. That flesh which carried the Word, it was given name. And the name was Jesus. Amen. That's why we call him the Lord Jesus Christ, because in Jesus there was Christ. Amen. Christ was in Jesus. Jesus was not Christ. One way Jesus was Christ, one way Jesus was not Christ. One way Jesus was Christ, one way Jesus was not Christ. Because Christ was in Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And he was the Son of Man in the morning. Amen. In the evening time, the sun rise in the east and set in the west. East is Palestine. West is America. Hallelujah. Then in the evening time, there must arise again the Word in flesh. And the Word in flesh, the light in the evening time, is the meeting place of the children of light. The Bible says, you are the light. If you are the child of God, you are the light. The light is the Word. Amen. And if you are the child of God, you are the Word. You are part of the Word. You are the Word made manifest. Amen. Why? Because the Bible says here, when the Word is made manifest, you are made manifest. Amen. The Word is made manifest. You are also made manifest. You were the Word. Now you are made manifest. Because why? Because the Word is made manifest. Hallelujah. Brother Bram says here in the God's power to transform, you being flesh, him being flesh, then you can fellowship. Amen. You being flesh and him being flesh. In other words, you were the Word and you become flesh. Then you being flesh and him being flesh, then you can fellowship. Him being flesh is the meeting place of you, flesh. If you are made flesh, you come where he is made flesh. You meet there in the evening time. Because in the morning, them being flesh, they meet where he was flesh. And in the evening time, him being flesh, if you are flesh, you meet where he is made flesh. You are part of the Word. Because he was the Word at the beginning. You are the word now. Amen. And if you are the word, when the word is made flesh, because you are the word made flesh, you can see where the word is made flesh. But if you are not the word made flesh, that's why Jesus said, you come from beneath, I come from above. And if they come from beneath, they will see the one who come from beneath. But if they come from above, they will see the one who is coming from above. My word doesn't have place in you because you are from my Father. Hallelujah. The light is the meeting place. Amen. Seals are gathering place, are the meeting place. Amen. Brother Branham says, yeah? He opened the seals. Why does he open the seals? He opened the seals to collect. The seals was broke. Why? In the last church age, to reveal this truth. Why? The Lamb broke the seals and revealed them to his church in order to collect his subject for his kingdom. Collecting, gathering his subject, he is gathering them through the revelation of the seals. Amen. He is collecting his subject for his kingdom, his bride. See, oh my, he wants to bring his subjects to him now. Amen. He came to get his subject. He revealed his secrets and they saw it. He revealed his secrets and they saw it. Why? Why do they see? Because they are part of the secret. They are also the secrets. The word reveals them because they are the secret. To see the child of God, you must come with the word. The word is the one that will reveal the child of God. Without the word, there is no child of God. They are not enticed by tongues, by miracles, by whatever, but by the revelation of the word. If you call them, if you stand there and talk with tongues, you will call the people of tongues there. If you stand there and do great miracles, you will collect the miracle people. But when you stand there and reveal the word, then you will see the word coming to you, because what they want is the word. Philip said, the one Moses in the law and the prophets spoke about, we have seen him, is Jesus of Nazareth. A person from Nazareth is the one the prophet was speaking about. He could see the manifestation of the ways of the prophets. The manifestation is the gathering place. If you want to gather the children of God, you must manifest the word. Then they will gather there. Because manifestation is the gathering of the children of God. Philip said, the one the prophet spoke about, we have seen him, is Jesus. Hallelujah. Manifestation is the gathering. Hallelujah. One day, when we read in Mark chapter 4, the disciples were at this place with Jesus, seeing great things Jesus was doing and believing that he was the Christ. And they were from a revival this side, and they have to cross to another side this, that way. Amen. when they were crossing, Jesus remained there. The Brahman says he was on the mountain looking at them crossing. When they were crossing, they were talking about what they have seen. Amen. When they were talking about what they have seen at this revival this way, the Bible says, then there comes something that disturbed them. It was a storm in the sea. They were there, moving, discussing, sharing what they have seen, sharing what they have heard, but suddenly came something that disturbed them. It was a storm. From a revival to another revival. Hallelujah. They were talking about how they have recognized him. That he was the Messiah. That he was the Christ. They said, yes, because we have seen him doing this, that, and the other. But suddenly came something that disturbed them. Just like people today, talking about the third pool, talking about the seventh seal, talking about how they know him, that he has come and take the book and open the book, the sales. But there comes something. Amen. That seems to stop that happiness. Something getting inside there. Amen. People trying now, no more talking about the third pool, but talking about one another. No more talking about the third, the seventh seal, but talking about one another. Amen. While they were there in trouble, Jesus came. You must not forget that they were going to another revival. Amen. There was revival this way. They were going to another revival. We are going to our revival. Hallelujah. Amen. We are going to the honeymoon of the bride and the bridegroom. Yes. We are going to the marriage supper. Amen. 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 Is our another revival. These things have met us together. The Bible says, Brother Branham says here, maybe between revivals now, we are looking for another stair. Where there's got to be something happen that will gather the church together. Amen. There will have to be some kind of press. Where will be gathered together those who have seen the seventh seal, those who have believed the third pool. Something must gather them together. Where there has got to be something happen, now that will gather the church together, there will have to be some kind of a press. God always does it that way, to run his people together. I believe that is already being formed. Amen. That will gather, that will cause the church to run together. God always does things that way. Amen. Brother Branham says, the third pool is here. You know where it is. But it has temporarily manifested itself. But we are still waiting for the full manifestation of the third pool. And wait for that stir. For that squeeze that will bring the church together. If you want to see the full manifestation of the third pool, wait for that cancer to tighten up. According to the prophet, it will be the last gathering of the family members. Amen. For the rapture. God bless you. I finish. God bless you.
God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen.
God bless you.
A round of applause.
Amen. As we stand to our feet, you were warned. Amen. You were warned. Amen. You see, the elders, they take their time. You've got to listen. Because while you are saying, I'm listening, then they are done. Amen. Wasn't it a beautiful teaching? A round of applause for Brother Makua. He was the Son of Man in the morning. He will be the Son of Man in the evening. The Son of Man is the gathering place where the Word is made flesh. And the Word will be made flesh again. And this is our season. Amen. Beautiful ways. Amen. Let's see. Jesus wasn't preaching long sermons as well. Eh? Amen. Give us a song. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting.
I don't mind waiting, I don't mind waiting, I don't mind waiting on the Lord, I don't mind waiting, I don't mind waiting, I don't mind waiting.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't mind waiting on the Lord.
How many don't mind this morning? Abraham waited 25 years.
I don't mind waiting on the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't mind waiting.
Let's sing.
On the Lord.
the river.
Let's sing it, believers.
Oh, near the cross.
To wrap up, Brother Philip will come and just wrap up in prayer, and then I don't know what song do we have. Maybe Raspu, we can say Winwele. Let's just worship him. What was that? Oh, by the way, I hear Raspu telling the pianist, then you hear me saying it. Amen.
Duele, duele, duele.
uyingwele
and your mercy that's upon us, Lord. We realize, Lord, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And we're so grateful, Lord, that in this hour, Lord, we've got the message for this hour, Lord God. We're not living on another age, but on this age, O Lord, and in there, O Lord, is your presence, O Lord. In there is life, O Lord, and there's life eternal, O God. And the blessing comes with it, O Lord God. And Lord, we're so grateful, Lord, at this time of the year, Lord, we know the happening of this time, O Lord God. Even in the denominations, O Lord, where they preach in the word, we pray, Lord, that you may call them out, O Lord God. There's still some that are waiting upon you, O Lord, waiting for that call, that seed, Lord, that you planted there, Lord. Before the foundation of the world, Lord, it has to respond, O Lord God. And we hold on for that, O Lord, and we'll keep on preaching this message, O Lord, as long as we are on this earth, O Lord. We're so grateful, Lord God. We're so grateful, Lord, just to hear, Lord, that the natural times the spiritual, Lord God. we just see in the world today as that Sodom and Gomorrah characteristics are showing their colors, oh Lord. They know no more ashamed of themselves, oh Lord. They're showing it, oh Lord God, who they are and what they are, oh Lord. But we're so grateful, Lord, that the bride of Christ is no more ashamed, oh Lord. We'll also show ourselves who we are and what we are, Lord God. And we'll go out as a mighty army, oh God. Because we have to, oh Lord, we will inherit the kingdom of God. The gates, Lord, of hell cannot stand against us anymore, oh God. Just as the natural, Lord, we will go forward, oh Lord God. We thank you for this, the message this morning, oh Lord. Just to see how you work, oh Lord. In the morning time, you're the same, Lord. The morning star and the evening star is the same star, oh God. And we're grateful, Lord, that we, the same message that was preached by Paul, it's the same message that we live in today, Lord God. And we, just as Brother Branham said, oh Lord, we are hanging on to that, oh Lord. Just what Paul preached, oh Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the message this morning, Lord. Let us go home, Lord, and rejoicing, Lord. And come back this afternoon, Lord, waiting for another refill of your Holy Spirit, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord, and let thy will be done. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Jehovah, retsepile wena. Retsepile wena.
Jehovah, retsepile wena.
How many trust Jehovah this morning?
Hallelujah, Jehovah.
Hallelujah.
Jehovah.
Jehovah.
last time. Rizepile wena. Rizepile. Arishishinye, ritsepile wena morena, ritsepile, what are the last
say it.
Kamatati,
kamatati,
limatati,
limatati,
Jehovah, ritsepile wena, Jesus.
Amen. How many trust in Jehovah this morning? In Him we trust. Amen. We are back again at 3:30 for our second service. Amen. God bless you richly. 3:30. I think you can take your seats. Lighthouse Choir will dismiss you with the same item that they sang this morning. Amen. Once they have finished singing, then that's when we can dismiss the people. Let them finish first. Yes, you stand in the front. No undercover. God bless you.
For every valley,
stand amazed at your glory, oh God. I stand amazed at your grace. So I